A faint green tint colors the field across from Jeff Longnecker's farmhouse in Ames. The harvest is done there, and now the first shoots of winter rye are poking up, shorter than usual because of the drought, but growing nonetheless. Longnecker plants the hardy small grain as a cover crop to keep something living on the soil in the off-season.
What I used it for originally was I'd put it in the fall and graze cattle on it in the spring, and that's before they called it cover crop. That was probably at least 20 years ago.
But now, many corn and bean farmers without cattle plant cover crops too. Rye and oats and even legumes, turnips, and radishes stay active in the soil when fields would otherwise be barren. Plant physiologist Tom Casper studies cover crops at the National Lab for Agriculture and the Environment in Ames.
By having a living plant out there, we recycle nutrients, we protect the soil from erosion. Even if there are residues, the plants help hold those residues in place and make them more effective.
Jeremy Gustafson has been using cover crops for 5 years on his farm in Boone County.
And then the oats, these are oats right here.
He uses oats before corn and rye before beans. Without a cover crop, dirt blows off dry, empty fields. His fields are spared that, and that's not all the cover crop does.
We had rye on some fields this spring that we terminated, and then we planted beans into it, and we're actually seeing a yield bump on those fields right now.
Despite Gustafson's claim, nobody will guarantee cover crops boost yield. The research isn't there yet. But the research does show they're a good long-term investment for the soil. It takes time and money to put them in, though, and the cover crop's growing popularity has caused a spike in seed prices. Mac Erhard, president of Albert Lee Seed in Minnesota, says demand for winter rye seed is up fivefold since 2010. Until that year, the price was around $7 or $8 a bushel.
Last year, that went all the way up to $20 a bushel, so more than well over doubled. And this year, it again is extremely high, although not as high as last year.
The Natural Resources Conservation Service of the USDA has programs across the Midwest that help farmers get started. And in Iowa this fall, the State Department of Agriculture allowed counties to offer a $25 per acre reimbursement to farmers who planted cover crops. In Clayton County, 47 people came forward. District conservationist Pat Schaefers says this year the combination of the drought and the incentive has him seeing more green.
Just driving across the countryside, you'll see a lot more fields seeded on the cover crop.
The drought gave farmers a bigger planting window between harvest and freeze-up, and the promise of keeping nitrogen in the soil so it's available next spring motivates many corn and bean farmers. Still, any increase in productivity won't likely be measurable for years. Jeff Longnecker's cattle make cover crops an easy and obvious choice on his farm. High corn prices shot up feed cost, so grazing cattle on cover crops essentially means the rye pays for itself. But beyond nurturing his soil and feeding his herd, Longnecker sees an intangible benefit that winter rye could offer any farmer.
I like to see it because in the spring, it's the first thing green. It's, spring's here. The rye's turning green. I like that a lot.
The green carpet-like cover kicks off Longnecker's busy season when planting begins again. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.